Areena.
What will your golden years really look like, especially if you've made Finland your new home? Welcome to All Points North. I'm your host, Zina Iovino, and today we're diving into pensions. It's something that affects everyone, whether retirement feels far away or just around the corner. Just like in so many other countries, an aging population and falling birth rate mean there are fewer workers to support a growing number of retirees. Let's start with a snapshot. Last year, women in Finland received an average pension of around 1,900 euros per month. For men, that figure was noticeably higher at over 2,300. So right away, we're looking at a gap. And it raises a bigger question. What kind of financial future can people actually expect after decades of work? There's also a growing sense of uncertainty. Younger people in Finland aren't just assuming the system will take care of them. They're taking matters into their own hands. More and more are saving early, trying to build a safety net beyond what the system provides. At the same time, others are preparing for a different reality altogether, working longer than previous generations. A new survey from the Finnish Center of Pensions found that nearly half of people between the ages of 25 and 34 are now saving for their retirement. That's an 11-point jump compared to a similar survey back in 2019. I took to the streets of Helsinki to talk to people about pensions, savings, and what they think their retirement could look like.
I'm 27, about to turn 28, and I'm like, okay, the job market's not great. And I'm like, okay, how am I gonna be able to support myself in the future? I need to start paying in now. Now with the economic situation worsening, geopolitically, now with the gas prices going up, with the Iran war, I'm like, yeah, I should probably understand how the stock market works.
With the discussion of kind of the age when you can retire going up, I've thought about that and kind of made jokes with my friends about that kinda, we're going to be working forever.
It's been looking pretty dire. So at least from my perspective, maybe mitigating my own risks, maybe thinking about maybe, you know, I have to take a bit of own initiative in order to gather enough pensions instead of just relying on our national system, which during the recent times has been getting pretty bad rep.
Sometimes actually I think about my retirement because I'm getting old day by day. Okay, but yes, but where actually I'm from Bangladesh, from South Asia. So most of the people actually when they start job, this is our one kind of maybe culture that we always actually think about that what I will do when I'll get my retirement.
Okay. Do you think that your generation has it easier or harder than your parents?
More harder.
Why?
More harder because the population. Yes. And the competition. Okay. If you ask my parents, they are like from the 70s or 60s. Their generation is quite different. The people are fighting for their job for one seat. Maybe again, like maybe 10 people are fighting for one seat. So it's quite harder, actually, day by day, you know.
Now, we've also reported that in Finland, a low-paid worker could end up with almost the same pension after a 40-year career as someone who barely worked at all. There's talk of an incentive trap for low-paid workers. And then there are the policy changes on the horizon. The government's considering tightening residency requirements for minimum pensions. That could make it harder for some people, especially those who move to Finland later in life, to qualify for full benefits. Finland is also exploring tightening residency requirements for immigrants' access to Kela pensions. Under their proposals, receiving the full benefit could require decades of residence in Finland, rather than the minimum now of just 3 years. If the system is under pressure and benefits don't necessarily keep pace with expectations, What does that mean for the idea of retirement itself? Finland, after all, has one of the oldest populations in Europe. The government says the country has to save some 8 to 10 billion euros over the next electoral term. But the big question is, where can those savings be made while keeping Finland a welfare state? Touching pensions is touchy. It's not going to get politicians' votes, and elections are right around the corner next year. But most economists surveyed by Yle this week said they'd rework pensions to help balance public finances. Their ideas included freezing pension index increases or even removing pension accruals linked to academic degrees. Economics professor Roope Uusitalo, for example, said you can't think of pensions as an island separate from other public finances. And when you consider that Finland has around 1.6 million pensioners with an average pension of around 2,000 euros a month, that adds up to a huge amount of money flowing through the system. A question that comes up often is whether the pension system is essentially a pyramid scheme. I put that question to Mikko Kautto, who heads the Finnish Center for Pensions.
So what would you say to recent criticism that the pension system is a pyramid scheme where in Finland, older generations are getting much more out than they initially contributed than young people today?
Well, first of all, it's not a pyramid scheme. It's a similar pension scheme that we have in all the developed countries all over the world. So there's nothing unusual in the financing method of the Finnish pension scheme.
What would you say to 30-year-olds out there listening? Will they get a pension?
Surely they will get a pension. Of course, you cannot say anything certain over a period of 50 years that will come. But if history is about the same that what we have experienced for the past 50 years, I have no doubts that in the coming 50 years, pensions will be paid. If you think about what affects the possibilities for paying out the pensions, basically, there are two sources of incomes. Basically, the first source is the most important, that is the contribution income from work. And the second source is the funds that we have. The only way to have a pension system go bankrupt is to stop all economic activity, both in Finland and in the world. People seem to worry about pension finances, while pension finances in all our general government fiscal balance, that the pension system is the one that is financially sustainable at the moment. There is no foreign debt used to finance pensions, basically.
Now, what is putting pressure on the system, though, is the aging population and the declining fertility rate.
How important is it for Finland to attract foreign workers to keep the system going?
I think it is important given the declining fertility rate, and Finland has received a rather big net migration rate during the past 4 years or so compared to the history that we have had.
And there we heard from Mikko Kautto at the Finnish Center for Pensions, which oversees the earnings-related system. In the lead up to this show, we asked you to send in your pension questions. I took them to Aino Peltola. She's an expert in international pension matters at the Finnish Center for Pensions. One question that came up again and again was what happens if you've earned a pension abroad but now live in Finland? Here's what she had to say.
If someone has a foreign pension and they're living in Finland, how does that work?
Yes, so the foreign country, they pay the pension to Finland. So Finland never pays the other countries or the pension which is accrued abroad. that pension. So the pension comes from abroad to Finland, to your Finnish account. And yeah, it can be taxed in abroad or in Finland.
How does that work in practice?
So when you are near your retirement age, the retirement age varies between countries. But for example, if you have worked in Germany and you are nearly your German retirement age, you just leave the Finnish pension application to your own pension provider here in Finland, and they will send the application to us, to Finnish Center for Pensions, and we will send the applications to Germany. And in the end, you will get your pension decision from Germany. And the pension will be paid to Finland.
Some people were concerned about double taxation in this regard, getting pensions from two different countries.
Yes. So Finland has pension or taxation agreements with, with over 60 countries. So you should always turn you to the Finnish taxation authorities.
Essentially, Aino explained that Finland taxes your global pension income. So if you're receiving a pension from abroad, any tax already paid in the country of origin is taken into account here in Finland. Aino mentioned that one question she gets a lot is what happens to your accruals when you leave Finland. Can you cash out? The short answer is no.
So what about foreigners who are working here and then one day decide to leave? What happens with their earnings-based pension?
Yeah, so the Finnish earnings-related pension is based on your work, which you have made here in Finland, and it will be paid to all countries in the world, no matter where you live. But you get the Finnish pension first then when you fill the retirement age, the Finnish retirement age. So you can't get it with you when you move somewhere else, like as a lump sum or something. You have to wait until you fill the Finnish retirement age.
We've also been hearing from some of you that Brexit has made things more complicated when it comes to getting your pension. But according to Aino, that's not quite the case.
So if you live here, you have accrued pension in UK, you just can leave the application to us and we will forward it to UK.
And on that note, I want to leave you with one of our listeners, John, who has been living in Finland for over 5 decades. Here's his take on retirement plans and looking toward the future.
I've been in Finland since 1974. That's almost 52 years. Finland in 1974 was a much less pleasant and welcoming place to stay. Still, after more than half a century, I think I've seen enough snow, and I intend to take myself off south, not back to England, which is where I came from, but probably somewhere tropical.
You can join the conversation too. We want to hear what's on your mind. Just leave us a voice note or text on WhatsApp. Our number is +358 44 421 0909.
And now for a quick roundup of what's been making the headlines in Finland this week. Support for Finland's governing parties has fallen to its lowest level since the coalition took office, according to a new Yle poll. The center party has now overtaken the Finns party, while backing for the prime minister's National Coalition Party has dropped for the third month in a row. Farmers staged a protest outside parliament, warning over the future of the country's food supply. Organizers say they're sounding the alarm about agricultural policy and long-term food security. Finland's intelligence service Supo has warned that Russia may be exploiting poorly secured home routers and other network devices for cyber espionage. Russia has exploited insecure internet-connected devices worldwide for intelligence gathering operations. Finland's Suomi 112 app could start sending air hazard drones as early as this year. Plans for the feature were already underway before the recent spate of drones straying into Finnish territory. The weekend's almost here, and I'll be checking out David Attenborough's latest nature epic, Kingdom, on Yle's streaming platform, Areena. In this series, four animal families battle for power and survival in Zambia. Filmed over 5 years, the series follows the intertwined lives of leopards, wild dogs, hyenas, and lions in a lush river valley. And that really is all the time we have for today. Thanks to Pasi Ilkka for putting the show together, and to you for listening to and supporting All Points North. We will be back again soon. Bye for now.